Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Wednesday, June 20th. I'm Ray Graff. Joining us this afternoon is Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo. Elected in 2013, Sheriff Zerlo oversees an agency with roughly 270 members, stretching from community services on policing to criminal investigations on corrections. The department covers an area of more than 800 square miles, over 20 communities, 230,000 people. Sheriff Zerlo joins us today to discuss law enforcement and summer safety. And our number is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. You may also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo, and your calls are coming up on Vox Pop right after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Joining us today is Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo, a lifelong county resident, Mechanicville High School graduate, and former town of Stillwater judge. Zerlo was elected county sheriff in 2013. The Saratoga County Sheriff's Office is a full-service law enforcement agency with about 270 members and an annual budget of roughly $31 million. The agency covers an area of more than 800 square miles, over 20 communities, and 230,000 people with numerous lakes, rivers, and streams. The office staffs a marine patrol and a dive team, in addition to corrections, criminal investigations, and canine divisions. Sheriff Michael Zerlo, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Gee, I'm sorry about the air conditioning here, and kind of like an interrogation.
Yeah, I'll let you know in about 45 minutes.
We'll see if we make it that far. Our number is 800-348-2551. If you have a question for Sheriff Zerlo, 800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Well, you've grew up here.
I did.
And you have been a cop for a long time. What's changed?
Started in 1974 in the city of Mechanicville, where I was born. I think technology has changed.
For the better, yeah.
You know, 21st century. Way we do things, it's all computerized. Back in the old day when I started, you have to write your reports out. Now we have our laptops and our patrol cars and state-of-the-art communication center that I run in the county. So I think technology is the biggest change I've seen over the course of my career.
When you rolled out the 911 system, which was what, the 80s?
Yeah, early 80s.
Tell us about that transition. That must not have been easy.
No, just getting the public to understand how, you know, to use the system. Now it's evolved into a, you know, big part of what our department does. We do all the cell 911 calls. We dispatch for most of the agencies in the county other than the city of Saratoga. So last year alone, we took in over 300,000 calls.
And how many of them were some little kid hitting the wrong button?
Yeah, there was a lot of 911 hangups, but I think 85,000 of those calls were calls for service, police, fire, EMS. So we've got a great staff that works there, and we're going to continue to look at the different ways to make it better.
And you like your job?
Love my job.
Summer starts tomorrow morning at 6:07, by my calculation.
Mm-hmm.
This is busy time in Saratoga County.
It is. SPAC has already started.
Yeah.
Memorial Day weekend. I think July 23rd, the race, Saratoga Racetrack, will be starting, and that'll go until Labor Day. We've been planning well ahead. We work very closely with the City of Saratoga Springs Police Department and the State Park Police. We've had meetings last couple months with all our federal law enforcement partners and local partners, so the public will be safe, and we're just hoping for a good, enjoyable, safe summer.
When the track opens, how many extra people are in the city of Saratoga?
We estimated close to 1 million people that come into the county.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And are there territorial fights between county and the city and the state police?
Not at all.
No?
Not at all.
I mean, that's the sort of the image one gets going back years. There's always that give and take, the push and pull?
No, I won't let that happen. It was just my start of my second term, and when I first took over, the one goal was to get everybody together and just work as one team. That's what everybody wants, and share our resources, and that's what we do.
Sheriff Michael, and I'll call you Zulo at least once. I apologize, man. I'll do my best. Sheriff Michael Zulo is our guest. Our number is 800-348-2551. Let's go over to Merle in Argyle. Merle, you're on.
Hi, I'm going to ask you a tough question right off the bat.
All right, well, that's great.
Mike, what's your status or what's your policy on ISIS and when you come across an undocumented immigrant?
If there's a crime that's been committed, they'll be taken. You know, they'll be arrested for the New York State under the penal law. If we find that they're here illegally, we'll notify ICE, and then they'll wait for the detainer to come. And you know, we work closely with all our federal partners, including ICE.
In other words, if even though the person's not convicted, you would turn them over to ICE.
It has to go through the court system first, and then ICE will be notified. And if ICE decides that they want them after a certain point, yes, we will cooperate with our federal partners.
Okay, well, that's sort of sad, but all right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marlon.
And you weren't part of the crackdown for the two busts in Saratoga?
I was not, no.
Okay, Merle. Thanks a lot for the call. We appreciate it. Our number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You know, the post-9/11 world, things changed. You could feel it on the streets, and we're not in law enforcement here, but take us and tell us what you can, and I'm sure there's plenty you can't tell us, about how you interact now with federal authorities post-9/11.
Constant daily, you know, phone calls, getting intelligence reports on various things that potentially could happen, and just work very closely with them. Like I said, 4 years ago when I took over, it was my goal is to, I brought everybody into a meeting, all our federal partners, our local police departments, along with the state police. I said, we need to work as one team, you know, more resources, one team. So if something happens, they notify us, and we share information. Likewise, if we develop information in our county or my investigators or we get a tip in, they're the first to know what's going on.
Awful lot of fear in those immediate days after 9/11. Knowing what you know, which is certainly a lot more than what we know, should we be nervous?
No, not really. I mean, you need to know your surroundings and your whereabouts. You know, a lot of things have happened. You know, we're into our school shootings, et cetera. You just need to be aware, know your surroundings. And I can trust you if something does come, the residents of Saratoga County will be well protected.
We're joined today by Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zulo. Our number here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. Fireworks now. They're in the stores. It gets me very happy to see them. Do you guys get concerned about that? Now, they're legal in Saratoga County, right?
Yeah, there's two times where there's a grace period, 10 days, I believe, before the 4th of July, and then the next is the New Year's holiday. Stands are set up in the county. No, you know, if you use them responsibly and do it in a safe manner and adults do it, you know, typically we'll get our complaints on the 4th of July. And if you're not out 3 o'clock in the morning having a fireworks show, we're not going to, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. It's about having fun. I mean, just do it. Use common sense. Do it responsible. We get so many. And last year on the 4th, you know, after the 4th, the media called. How many did you handle? How many arrests? We handled a lot. We didn't arrest anybody. It's just
say, do use it. Your head.
Absolutely.
Stop it. I think Schenectady, it was legal, and then they pulled that back, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe they did.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Interesting. Sheriff Michael Zulo is our guest. I haven't said your name wrong yet, but I will.
I'm watching you.
Our number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Culligan Water of Lenox, providing purified drinking water to the Berkshires and beyond for over 80 years. You could give your people Culligan Water. See CulliganNewEngland.com for information. Pelham Auto Service at the Amherst Belchertown line, located by the sign of the Flying Pig, a worker-owned and operated service repairing foreign cars since 1972. PelhamAuto.com. Careers in Transition, LLC, Albany. Dr. Tom Denham, providing individual career guidance, career testing, job strategies, interview preparation, LinkedIn lessons, resume and cover letter writing, accepting new clients, careersintransitionllc.com. Hooked Seafood Company, Latham, fresh seafood retail market and kitchen with scratch-made lunch and dinner menu, raw bar, lobster rolls, whole belly clams, fish and chips available, hookedseafoodinc.com. Saratoga Jewish Cultural Festival, presenting Klezmer and Kosher Festival, celebrating Israel's 70th anniversary, Israeli cuisine, Israeli and Klezmer melodies, and Hebrew beers, June 26th at 5:30 p.m. at Schmaltz Brewery, Clifton Park, saratogajewishculturalfestival.org. And New York Oncology Hematology, introducing new 4-ring mobile PET and CT available in Albany, Amsterdam, Clifton Park, Hudson, and Schenectady, 518-269-3074 to schedule.
It's Vox Pop on WAMC. Ray Graff here. Numbers 800-348-2551. Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo is here, and this one came in via email from Anonymous. What is the New York Safe Act requirement for someone who has owned handguns forever and moves into New York State with them?
They need to come to, if they're moving into Saratoga County, they need to come into our office, give a call, schedule an appointment, need to have the guns come in for safekeeping, and need to apply through the pistol permit process.
What's your stand on the SAFE Act? There was a lot of, across the state, some sheriffs said, hey, I think this is draconian.
Yeah, I'm pro-Second Amendment. I talk to a lot of gun clubs in our county. I'm there for the gun owners. So just redundancy on a lot of the stuff that the state wants that our office does, and it just puts an added burden on the work my people have to do in my pistol permit office. I have seven clerks that work in there, and they're constantly busy on a daily basis, not only with pistol permits, but we have to do FOIA requests, they have to do all the reports that come in through our deputies working on the road. So I am pro-Second Amendment. I'm there for our gun owners, and I went around to each gun club last year just to kind of see what questions they had, and myself and County Clerk Craig Hainer, and we immediately took our seal off any SAFE Act related material when I took office to come through. So we're there for them, and we'll do whatever we need to do.
Sheriff Michael Zerlo is our guest. And before we get back to the phones at 800-348-2551, let's briefly touch on the topic that has been all over the news. Everyone's talking about it, and that is the school shootings and the safety of kids in schools. And without going into a long, we could talk about this for 2 or 3 hours. Mm-hmm. What is your position?
Keep the kids safe in schools.
That's a good position. How do you do it?
And I'm going to explain that to you. Unfortunately, after Parkland in Florida on Valentine's Day, I start receiving emails and phone calls from parents. What are you going to do to keep our kids safe?
Yeah.
Sent out a letter to all the school districts in Saratoga County, letting them know that I'm there for them. How do you want, what do you want to do? They immediately responded back. So much support from the school. So I had a meeting with all the superintendents. I said, what's the plan? We can maybe try school resource officers. We went forward. Yesterday at our board of supervisors meeting, they passed a resolution where I'm going to have 11 school resource officers in the various schools throughout Saratoga County.
And that's budgeted?
It's budgeted. Yep. The school will pay a percentage, 75%, and the county will pick up their remaining 25%.
When you say a school resource officer, let's be clear what we're talking about here. This is an armed officer who is there to protect?
To protect the kids in that school. A full-time sheriff's deputy will be in that school. My goal is to have the deputy interact with the kids in the school. kind of build the relationship, if, you know, be able to speak to the deputy. I want to have this deputy also teach bullying, social media awareness and stuff. We get a lot of stuff on social media.
It's such a strange, different world than when we grew up, isn't it?
It really is. You know, how things have changed, your first question. I mean, that's one of them. We'll get, you know, kids will put stuff on there that, you know, after they put it on there, I didn't really mean to do it, but it's
out there.
It is. And we get so many calls. So it's the keep the kids safe, staff, administrators, and I trust that the 11 officers that I'm going to put in these schools will deal with anything that comes their way.
And your officers are happy to do that?
Absolutely. I put an email out to see to get some interest, and it was overwhelming. Okay. So we vetted with the schools. The schools interviewed the officers we're going to put in. You know, if they felt that this wasn't a fit, then we go to the next one. So we've identified 11 officers, and they'll be in the schools to start the 2018 school year.
Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo joins us today on Vox Pop. The number is 800-348-2551. You ready to take some more calls?
Absolutely.
All right, let's do this thing. Let's go to Jim in Wappinger Falls. Jim, Wappinger Falls, you're on.
Yeah, hi, how are you? My question is about assignment of duties. What percentage of the sheriffs are assigned for traffic patrols, meaning issuing citations, speeding tickets, bad lights, and stuff like that, as opposed to, let's say, everything else that the sheriff's office handles?
Well, good question, Jim. I have a traffic safety unit in regards to complaints that I receive on a daily basis, speeders and neighborhood speeders on state highways, county roads. So they're assigned those type of complaints. And throughout the course of the patrol duties of my deputies on each of the three shifts, if they come across a violator, they'll take appropriate action and, you know, either write the ticket or not write the ticket. So everybody's duty is to enforce the vehicle and traffic law.
Do you guys have quotas?
No quotas.
Nope. How many tickets would you reckon that
can you give me an idea of how much money your ticketing has raised for your county in terms of fines from the various court systems? Do you have any idea of that?
I don't, Jim, and I know a lot of the money goes to the state, so have those numbers available, how much each town gets as a percentage off of those tickets.
But how many tickets a year will the county guys write?
Probably averaging 3,500 a month. I mean, we're a busy county. I have 230 residents. A lot of people travel through the county. We handle a lot of, you know, it's busy.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Let's go on over to Cal in Oneonta. Cal, you're on.
Hi, good afternoon. This is actually just more a compliment. I wanted to say that I'm liking the way that you're kind of prioritizing resources in your county. Just past week, my friends and I went to a concert at Saratoga Performing Arts Center, and the officers there, they were concerned about public safety, but more importantly, they were actually on everyone's side as far as getting everyone in safe, and they really weren't cracking down on marijuana so much as they were looking for cocaine and real hard drugs that are a hazard to the community. And I just want to know if that's a policy that's being put in place more across the board, or we just happen to run into some officers who are just extremely well to do.
Okay.
Well, Cal, thanks for the compliment. That's something that we started the last couple of years. The ultimate goal for you and for the concert goers is to have a safe an enjoyable concert, and that's something we're going to continue to do. But we'll also have a presence there if there's illegal, more serious drugs that are brought into the venue.
All right, Cal, thanks a lot for the call. All right, so he brought up pot, and it seems that I don't know how this, growing up in the 70s, how this would happen now, but it seems that there is a movement for legalization across the country, up in Canada just yesterday. When you go to some place like SPAC, it's pretty hard to miss the marijuana smoke. What do you do, and how do you look the other way?
The guys and gals that are in there are more like looking for the more
serious
drugs. So, and the priority again, and like Cal said, is that's just the safety of all the concert goers in there, and to have a good time. It just, you know, you don't need to bring that stuff in there, but if it is and we come across stuff, you're gonna be arrested for it.
You've been a judge. You've been in law enforcement forever.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you stand on the legalization of marijuana?
Kind of 50-50. You know, I see some of these other states that have it. Just came back from the National Sheriff's Association Conference in down in New Orleans, and we talked about it. A lot of these states like Colorado, the spike in drug driving arrests in accidents is really...
You can tell.
Oh, you can tell, yeah. And that's a concern that they have out there. So, you know, it's concerned about, you know, its use in operating a motor vehicle or which leads to other crimes or whatever. So,
and we had this discussion this morning on the roundtable. The technical aspect of how you would roadside test somebody, mm-hmm, if marijuana becomes legal, how do you do that? You can't breathalyze.
Correct. They're looking at different technological ways of doing it. There's new screening devices that are coming out on the market. And, you know, I'm always getting grant money to get this type of equipment for the men and women of my department. So, you know, that's stuff that we'll look at down the road.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo is our guest. And back to the phones we go. Adrian in New Paltz. Adrian, you're on.
Hey, hi, Ray.
Hey.
As far as marijuana is concerned, you know, all the states around us are going to capture visitor dollars. I have a friend who's getting married here in New York, but they're honeymooning over in Massachusetts, so they may partake, so to speak.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, who knows what the laws are going to – they put a bag in their gym bag and take it back to New York, and who knows what – But anyway, let's move on to vroom vroom motorcycles.
Yes, let's.
And zoom, great big pickup trucks with these 5-inch stacks with the diesels. There must be a number, a decibel number. There's a science term. There must be a decibel number. Is the state of New York at all doing anything? Because now the motorcycles roll by my house and they're loud.
Okay.
And down where I work, and they're loud, and it doesn't seem like there's any enforcement. I'd like to get your guest's opinion on noise enforcement in the state of New York in general.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we do get calls on the loud trucks and the loud motorcycles. We have the decibel mm-hmm. meters, and I don't know what the range is to tell you off the top of my head, but all my guys and gals are trained in that. So if we get a complaint, we're going to act on the complaint.
Yeah.
So we just not.
But there is a number somehow. There is a number written down somewhere where thus and such and so many decibels. That's on the book.
There is a number on the books, yes.
All right, Adrian, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 800-348-2551 is the number. 800-348-2551. And you can also email the program, voxpopwamc.org. Well, Sheriff, the heat getting to you yet?
No, it's not bad in here.
Oh, I got to tell you, it's too much for me. All right, let's go. Let's go to line one. Ann in Knox. Ann, you're next.
Hi. I have a question about fireworks, actually. And what exactly is legal? Because I think people assume that everything is,
no.
I'm pretty sure that's not true.
You got that
we
right.
We have neighbors that last year put on a display that would have made you think that you were in a bombing. It lit up the sky. It was concussive. I have horses that were terrified, and I'm lucky they didn't run through the fencing. I know they have horses across the street from them. And I'm just wondering what exactly is legal and what does someone do if they are shooting off things that are not legal?
Okay, Sheriff.
Great question, Ann. The box fireworks, you'll see these tents go up, you know, in our county, like I said before, the 4th. It's the class of fireworks. The lower class are the ones that are legal. But if you do have somebody that's kind of putting on a major 4th of July show like the Empire State Plaza, you definitely have to call law enforcement. And
it was more than that. It was longer and more powerful. It was terrifying. I mean, if you have animals, it's terrifying because you don't know what's going to happen to them.
No, I totally understand. And I think you definitely have to contact law enforcement, let them know what's going on, let them come make the determination, and they can take the appropriate action if they need to. But
Well, I did call I can't remember. Now I'm in Albany County. I did call the next day just to find out what was legal, and I was told, well, if he has a permit, there's nothing we can do.
Oh, well,
this was a private showing, and he, you know, I contacted the town, and they said they don't give permits for that.
Yeah, each town is different, but I think if it happens again, you have to call when the show's going on. You know, don't wait till the next day. I mean, let law enforcement come. I mean,
right. But by the same token, they're my neighbors, and I don't want to do anything that is going to cause bad blood. But
right.
I could have been run over by my horses. They could have run through my fencing and gotten hurt.
Why don't you give them a call?
That was my next thing. If you get along with your neighbors, you know, the week before the 4th of July, just have a conversation with them.
Yeah.
Let them know how you feel.
All right, Ann, thanks a lot. Now, that's interesting. Again, I love fireworks, and I was so happy when Albany County said, go ahead, and they're in the grocery stores and everything else. As I understand it, rockets are a no-no. These are ground-based. They can only go a certain height off the ground and really no loud reports, little crackles and whatnot.
Correct.
That's a state law, and then counties can opt in? How did that work?
Yeah, I believe it's a state law through the Office of Fire Prevention, and the counties can opt in. There's it's a bunch of counties throughout the state that, you know, acted on that, and our county was one of them. So, again, like I said earlier, we're luckily don't have any complaints, Ray. I mean, it's just everybody's just having – I feel bad for Ann here, you know, and her horses and stuff. But, you know, have the conversation with your neighbor, you know, if you get along with your neighbor and just say, you know, please, if you're going to do something, do it at a reasonable time and not 3 o'clock in the morning and do it the right way.
You know – based on her description, clearly there were some fireworks that may have been above the, you know, you go to New Hampshire and you get the big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Our guest today in the very warm Studio A is Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo. All right, we talked about fireworks. Tomorrow begins summer. What are the things, the safety issues that you guys will be focusing on, driving?
Yeah, driving. I'm holding a DWI press conference next Thursday in Mechanicville. About driving while intoxicated throughout the summer, what services are available for people, you know, use common sense, have a designated driver, you know, et cetera, Uber, Lyft, and just kind of get the message out there. We're going to have a local law enforcement there. Our waterways in the county, I have Saratoga Lake, I have Sacandaga Lake, I have the Hudson. We also patrol the Mohawk. Boater safety is a number one, thing that we need the public to know about and make sure you have the proper equipment, life jackets, and don't operate a boat while you're out there drinking.
Does your department have an active presence actually on the water?
Well, we do, yes. I have four watercraft, two jet skis, an airboat. So
that must be a plum assignment, huh?
It is. I have deputies signed up. We're just waiting to go on that. But they're trained. They go through a training course, and they're on both, like I said, Sacandaga. Also have smaller lakes that, you know, I put the jet skis on. Just have fun. It's about safety. We're not out there to harass anybody. But if we get a complaint that somebody's driving recklessly on a boat and our guys are on the water and they pull the boat over and you've been drinking, then you'll be charged with boating while intoxicated.
Our number here is 800-348-2551, and you can email voxpop@wamc.org if you have a question for Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo. And let's go over to line 5 and Terry in Saratoga Springs. Terry.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I would like to hear Sheriff Zerlo comment on the policy of the Sheriff's Office with regard to immigration enforcement and cooperating with federal officers in that effort.
Okay, we touched on this a little bit, but go ahead and reiterate.
Yeah, we're not out looking. We don't go door-to-door looking for illegal immigrants. If somebody's charged under the New York State Penal Law and brought into our facility and it's deemed that they're here illegally, ICE will be notified, but that person still needs to go through the timeline throughout the courts of, with the town that they were arrested in. And, prior to their case being disposed of, if ICE feels that they want to come, I cooperate with our federal partners.
And, Sheriff, you're aware, I'm sure that, for instance, the state police have a policy of not cooperating because they feel that for community well-being, the community needs to feel able to cooperate with law enforcement, and that the possibility of being involved with ICE agents makes people less likely to report crimes. Do you have a sense of how do you feel about that with regard to public safety?
Public safety is my number one concern, and I'm not associated with the state. I'm associated with the residents of Saratoga County. So my number one goal is to keep them safe, and that's what I'll do.
Terry, thanks for the call. We have to take a break here. Our number is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo is here. I think I'll open the door and air out this studio here, and then we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Support for WAMC comes from Interactive Media Consulting, a team of online market strategists providing websites, branding, and digital marketing to the Capital Region and beyond since 1996. imediaconsult.com. George Heigl Antiques, Boston Spa, New York, specializing in buying and selling antique collections for individuals, families, and businesses. 518-396-7974. Lakeview Orchard and Farm Stand, 94 Old Cheshire Road, Lanesboro, Massachusetts. Pre-picked or you-pick cherries, peaches, apples, berries, pies, pastries, donuts, Polish specialties including galumpki, pierogi, lakevieworchard.com. Adirondack Aquatic Center, Malta, New York, a planned aquatic facility where children and adults with varying abilities in the region can learn, heal, play, exercise, train, and compete. AdirondackAquaticCenter.org. Pelham Auto Service, at the Amherst-Belchertown line, located by the sign of the Flying Pig, a worker-owned and operated service repairing foreign cars since 1972, PelhamAuto.com. And Hudson Beach Glass Beacon, a contemporary glass and jewelry gallery, plus a hand-blown glass studio and fine art upstairs, HudsonBeachGlass.com.
I think I took it down about 12 degrees in here while I opened the door. That's not too bad. Our guest today is Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo. Our number is 800-348-2551. When you having fun?
I love it.
All right. These emails came in, and then we'll go back to the phones. This one is from Bill in Washington, Massachusetts. I feel crossing the center and curbside painted lines is extremely dangerous. Is this a moving traffic violation?
Crossing the center line? Yeah, it is.
It sure is.
It is.
And is this a watched violation for ticketing?
It is.
If and somebody, especially DWI,
yeah, at
right?
night, yeah.
How often compared to speeding, says Bill?
Probably less. Speeding is the more prominent vehicle in traffic.
Off the record, how fast can I drive in Saratoga over the speed limit and get away with it? All right, you don't have
I'm
to.
Not gonna, yeah, I'm right, not going to get in that. Just drive carefully.
Tell me after the show.
Yeah, I will.
This one is from Dale. Recently, my vanity plates were stolen off my car. I filed a report with the trooper who responded when I reported the theft. The DMV reissued the same vanity plate to my car. My question is, if I'm pulled over by the police, will this be an issue?
It will. It's entered into the system, so I think I would give a DMV a call and kind of go at, you know.
It doesn't make a lot of
no,
sense.
No, it doesn't, because that once the he filed the complaint with the state police, that's entered into the motor vehicle system.
I'm guessing if you steal a vanity plate, it's not to put on a vehicle. It's because you like the word or you want to put it on a wall.
Yeah, so I would kind of reach out to DMV on that one.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551 is our number. Barbara in Saratoga. Barbara, you're on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm somewhat concerned about having armed resource officers bringing guns into the school, and I'm wondering what kind of special training those resource officers would have for working with students in the whole age range between 5 and 18, what kind of special counseling or interpersonal skills they might be being trained in.
Okay.
All our deputies that are going to go into the schools are seasoned, trained police officers that have training throughout our basic course in our Zone 5 Academy. They will be going to a one-week course coming up in July that's taught by the National School Resource Officers Association on some of the questions that you had there, Barb. So I trust that the people that I'm going to put into the schools, we have are able to talk to these kids, and we're hoping that the kids, if they have issues, come up and you know, kind of talk and get it squared away.
Now, you had mentioned that there was almost an interview process where the school said, oh, yeah, we like this guy or this gal.
There is. We picked the people that we wanted. So we had three candidates go to each school. Superintendent, the principal, the school administrators were there. I can tell you one of the school districts had close to 20 people there interviewing them, and each had they had a series of questions that they asked them. And out of the three, they decided which one they wanted. So that's how we went through with the process.
Sheriff Michael Zerlo is here, and I've said your name correctly the entire program. We're almost done. So.
Oh, you're doing good.
We only have 15 minutes left. All right, let's go back to the phones. And Sally in Fulton County. Sally, you're on.
Yeah, hi. When my kids were little, I took advantage of the car seat checks that you do.
Right.
But then kids grow up and they transition to a booster seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I always found that to be a little less clear as to when kids were able to come out of a booster. Do you guys do any kind of checks like that?
Absolutely. I have technicians that will do that. And if you live in Saratoga County and you want somebody to stop by and take a look at it, Sally, we'd be more happy to do that for you.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Sally. Remember the old days when we were kids? I remember driving. My parents would drive us down to Long Island in our old Pontiac Safari station wagon. My brother and I'd be back in the back of the wagon hanging out. No, not tethered to anything.
Absolutely. But nowadays, you know, we got to make sure the kids and the infants are properly in the child seats. And I have technicians that I've sent to school that, we'll do car seat checkpoints at our office, and if somebody has a car seat that's installed and they think it's needs to be checked, just send me an email, call us, we'll have one of those technicians come right to your house to check it out.
Thankfully, I'm getting past that now. It's a struggle.
Same here, Ray.
Let's go to PJ in Clifton Park. PJ, you're on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I listen every day, Ray.
Oh, thanks.
So, Sheriff, this is really more of a comment. I just wanted to thank you for the wellness checks that you offer on people's homes. We were recently away in early May. My husband signed up to have wellness checks by the Sheriff's Department, and we have those outdoor cameras, and we got an alert every time we saw the officer at the front door, at the back door, with a flashlight checking everything out. And did a better job than our town did. So we appreciate that. We're going away this summer, and we're going to use it again. We're already signed up.
Well, thank you, PJ. You're more than welcome, and keep using that service, and along with the other listeners that are in the county.
Thanks, PJ. We appreciate the call. That can be a double-edged sword, though, because you have a tremendous. If everybody was like PJ and said, "Okay, come on, we're going on vacation, check our house." It's a lot of resources to use.
Yeah, but there's some downtime, and we make it work. So our patrols get the reports of what – we're broken up into zones in our county. We have like 11, 12 zones. So if a resident lives in zone one and they're going away, they'll get a report on it, and we'll make sure that the house is checked.
And a lot of towns will do the same. The police departments in the towns will do
correct,
that, too.
Correct, yes.
Are you involved hands-on in the budget process and allocation of resources?
I am starting that process.
You almost rolled your eyes there for a minute.
I am. I have to put my budget together in the early fall, submit it to the board, and they review it. And they've been good to me, and I just make sure that we have enough money in there for the stuff we need.
And how do you decide the allocation of resources? You have so many things you have to deal with. I assume, presumably, traffic enforcement is a big one.
Mm-hmm. I'll bring each division in and see what they need, what their needs are, how it's gone throughout the year. I have corrections, I have communications, I have civil, I have records, I have road patrol. So I'll meet with everybody, kind of give me your ideas, your proposals, and then I'll try to, see what's good, what's not, and we'll make it work. But it like I said, the county's been really good to me and with my budget, And it's about, you know, just keeping everybody safe in the county.
Do you ever feel when you're going through all the paperwork late at night around budget time that, gosh, I wish I was back on the beat?
No, not really.
No, you like doing this?
It doesn't. No, it's we have a system down since I've been, you know, as sheriff, and it's not a terrible system, and you know, but it's my team together working with me. I just don't do it solely. It's everybody as a group.
Good. Our number here is 800-348-2551, and our guest today is Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo. And let's go over to Greg in Clifton Park. Greg.
Yeah, I actually had a question about small engine size, like motorcycles, like the scooters, like Vespas, like under 50 cc. I was looking on the state website and stuff, and as far as licensing, it's a little unclear. I don't know. Do you actually need a motorcycle license to drive something that small, or what is the law concerning that?
Yeah, I'd have to know what you have. If you want to email me, go to our website. My email is there. Email me, and I will definitely look into it for you. I'll have somebody in my traffic division get the various regulations for you. And if you do that, you know, today, I'll have an answer for you tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Greg. We appreciate the call. Let's go on over to Jimmy and Rhinebeck. Jimmy, you're on.
Hey, how you guys doing? Great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They were considering doing away with the bail system and using ankle bracelets, even for violent criminals. That guy upstate there that had over 550 guns, they gave him bail, and I think that's kind of crazy. What do you think, officer?
The bail reform, it's I'm for bail. I was a town justice for a year and a half. You go by a case by case, you know, certain people that come in front of you. It goes by the crime. You put somebody back in and you know, they get back, they're back out. It's more of the domestic related crimes, you know, with bail. You just have to protect the victim. So
do you think the guy that got had the 550 guns, I mean, do you think he should have got bail?
I'm not familiar with the case, so I don't want to comment on it. So,
all right. Yep. Jimmy, thanks a lot for the call, and we are joined today by Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo. And over to Dominic in Kingston. Dominic.
Hi. Yeah, I had a comment about Michael being 50% for and against marijuana legalization in the state of New York. You commented on the drug to driving, but I was wondering what the 50% for approved would be. What do you think would be a good thing to bring to the community by having marijuana legalized?
Medical marijuana, I guess. You know, I just, I know other states are doing it that border us, and I'm just worried about the excess drugs that are going to come through. We border with Washington County, and I know Washington County borders with the state of Vermont. So it's just the amount that's going to come, you know, back into our state.
Thank you, Dominic. I'm curious. Now, you got back from a sheriff's conference, and presumably this came up with your colleagues from Colorado. Mm-hmm. Have they seen an increase or decrease in illegal drugs illegal marijuana now that it is legalized? Is there still a black market?
Yeah, somewhat, but not as bad as it used to be before. So I guess their major concern in talking to them is about people taking it and the way they're driving and the amount of accidents, the increased accidents that they've seen. They have the equipment out there since it's legalized in that state to test, operators of motor vehicles. Yep.
This one came in from Daniel, who writes, I have no issue with the legalization of marijuana, but I do have an issue with intoxicated drivers. Don't you think that legalization should only come after a reliable roadside test?
As to?
Marijuana. In other words, Daniel has no real issue with the legalization of marijuana, but he thinks only after there is a reliable roadside test.
Yeah, and that's something that I think you'll see, you know, as we go forward. The technical, equipment that's provided in order to test people for that.
All right, Gene is going to take you to task here. As a resident of Saratoga County, I rarely see people get tickets who drive on the shoulder of the road, especially on Route 9 and Route 146 in Clifton Park. As a cyclist, this concerns me, and I've seen both the sheriff and the state police ignore this. Should driving at intersections to make the right-hand turns? Why is this?
I know exactly where she's talking about, and it is against the law to go on a right shoulder to get around to make a right-hand turn. You should stay in the lane, and if she sees one of my patrols in the area and somebody's violating, just give me a call or get a car number and we'll look into it.
But what do you do after the infraction has occurred? Say I see somebody mm-hmm. who blows a red light and I say, you know, that irritates me. Mm-hmm. Then I see a cop. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I know. If you just, you can call and...
What's going to happen, though?
Yeah, you know, you got to be able to identify the driver, so...
Well, this is interesting. Can I just go on one rant about bicyclists for a moment?
Yeah,
not absolutely. A subset of bicyclists.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're concerned about things like this, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I see so many who blow through stop signs and blow through red lights in my town.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, it's okay, I'm on a bike. Shouldn't you have to follow all the rules?
Absolutely. That happened probably a couple months ago in one of our northern towns, and unfortunately, the bicyclist was struck by a car. Passed away. So, the bicyclists need to apply to the same rules as the motorists.
And before you call to complain, I would not talking about all bicyclists.
No, exactly. And wear a helmet, too, please.
That's a good plan. That's what we tell our son. Let's go to Paul in Saratoga County. Paul, you're on.
Yes, sir. Hey, Sheriff, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Paul?
Good. Hey, I'd just like to get your opinion or how you feel about people that text while they drive or they use a non-Bluetooth, non-hands-free phone to be treated just like you would DWI. I've almost been hit innumerable times driving down the road head-on collisions with people that obviously aren't paying attention.
No, I agree with you. Distracted driving, texting, or just, you know, we'll see people just fooling or trying to put makeup on and not paying attention. So, Paul, I totally agree with you. That's something that our legislators need to, you know, look at further and see if we can have a stiffer penalty. But, you know, a lot of the accidents that occur in our county, a lot of it results back to somebody texting and driving. Please do not text and drive. Distracted driving. Think about the other person on the road. So that was a great question. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. We appreciate it very much. You mentioned stiffening the penalties. Mm-hmm. But how does one in law enforcement actually, you have to see somebody on a phone, right, to catch them?
Yeah, it's very noticeable. I mean, people just do it right in front of our patrols. And it's like, it's a lot, it happens more often than you would believe.
I've been run into walking on the street by somebody walking with a phone.
No, absolutely. So I guess my message is please don't text and drive. Distracted drive and think about the other person on the road.
All right, let's go over to Patty in Greenwich. Patty, you're on with Chef Michael Zerlo.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, and it's a great show. I listen all the time.
Thanks
Patty.
I work in Saratoga County, and I live in Washington County, and mm-hmm. In Washington County, I find more speed traps than in Saratoga County. I've seen some, but I don't see how it's effective. I know there's a lot of bad guys out there, but I just feel that Greenwich has a terrible name for just sitting idle, waiting for someone to just go above the speed limit. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I can't comment on somebody else's, you know, police department, but I can tell you
I understand that, but what is the concept, in your opinion? What do you feel is the reasoning behind it?
Is this a patrol just sitting, monitoring the speed? Is that what you're talking about, Patty?
Hiding. And hiding behind buildings.
Well, it's you should not be speeding, and that's their way of trying
of course.
To. Yeah, I know. So it's just their way of, you know, making sure everybody's on the best behavior.
Is it a way at all of bringing any money into town coffers?
No, like I said, very little comes to the town. Most of the money I don't know what the percentage
is. Those state surcharges are ridiculous, even on a parking ticket.
It is. Most of the money goes to the state, and towns see very little, you know, in regards to any kind of, not only speeding, but any kind of traffic ticket.
All right, Patty?
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, Patty, thank you.
Thanks a lot for the call. All right, we only have about a minute and a half here left. Sheriff Michael Zerlo, what would you recommend to all those out and about in Saratoga and all around our listening area this summer?
Come to our county, enjoy the weather, enjoy the atmosphere. I can tell you our patrols will be out in full force. We'll be working with our law enforcement partners, whether it's the state police, city of Saratoga, the other local police departments, our federal agencies. Come to the Performing Arts Center. Come to the track. A lot of big events. Hopefully we can get a Triple Crown winner up there this year.
The Graveyard of Champions?
Yeah, you never know. So we'll see. Hopefully it'll come, you know, for the Travers or any other, you know, stakes race up there. So just come on up, have fun, and, you know, don't drink and drive. There's other ways. Uber and Lyft are big ride-sharing services in our county, and cab services. And have a plan, have a designated driver, and
You know, and if you're going to the Chicago concert, you better watch out. I think
I may be there.
Okay, man. Well, thank you for being on the show today. And next time you come, we'll have the air conditioner running.
This is good. This is fine.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not sweating.
Well, I am.
Doesn't look it.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks, Ray.
Support comes from Capital Roots, making fresh local produce accessible to Capital Region neighborhoods. Healthy, affordable food should be a right, not a privilege. CapitalRoots.org for more. Blue Sky Bicycles, Saratoga Springs, New York, now offering pedal assist electric bikes to the Capital Region, a new way to enjoy the outdoors. Test rides available, blueskybicycles.com. Empire Exhibits and Displays, Mechanicville, providing commercial casework, custom display solutions, and interactive exhibits for special events, permanent museum installations at trade shows nationwide, empireexhibits.com. And Vision XL Eye Care, Lake Katrine, exams, eye care, dry eye therapy, and now new American-made frames where eyewear is an art, visionxlicare.com. Thanks again to Saratoga County Sheriff Michael Zerlo for being here. Thank you for listening and for some great questions today. Thanks to our engineer, Zach Malloy. He's watching you, Zach. He's watching you. Thanks to Carol Lapani for answering the phones. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Tomorrow, Gordon Fricke returns to Vox Pop to answer your automotive repair questions. Right now, stand by for news.